One, even though you put together a long list, actually there's one other thing that I don't think you mentioned yet, which is pomalidomide. And there's the combination of, I've seen a lot of carfilzomib, pomalidomide, and dex. What is pomalidomide and where does that fit into the relapse setting?
So pomalidomide is also an IMiD in the same family as thalidomide and lenalidomide, and now we have pomalidomide. Pomalidomide is a very potent drug in this class known as the IMiDs, or the immunomodulatory agents. Pomalidomide, when studied in the greater than two lines of therapy setting, is effective in patients where lenalidomide no longer works. So same class, but becomes effective. So if you look at pomalidomide and dexamethasone in this patient population, those patients where lenalidomide doesn't work anymore, the response rate is right around 30%. And so when I introduce using pomalidomide, it's good news, bad news. Good news is we have an option that's going to work in about 30% of the patients, and it's going to work whether you have high-risk cytogenetics, it's going to work whether lenalidomide worked or not. The downside is about 2 out of 3 patients, it doesn't work. And so that's really where we've started thinking about combinations. We've looked at combinations like carfilzomib and pomalidomide, when there's been several studies which have shown response rates around 2 out of 3 patients. There have been presentations using daratumumab and pomalidomide. And again, we're right at that number of 2 out of 3 patients respond, maybe a little bit lower, maybe a little bit higher, whichever series you look at.
Maybe we can finish out just following up on what happened with this patient and what his current situation is.
Yeah, so we decided to use the all-oral regimen for him using exasimib, lenalidomide, and dexamethasone. He has tolerated it very well. He's currently in the midst of cycle 6. He's in a VGPR, and his quality of life is excellent. And when we see him in clinic, it continues to be an absolute joy.
And again, no issues with the exasimib?
He has not had toxicity with this treatment so far.